Something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits. Trina Mari here, and our beauty expert Ivana Breen is on the line this morning. Good morning, Ivana. How are you?
Hi, Trina. How are you doing?
Now, normally you're giving us your best tips in beauty. It's kind of not really an appropriate time for that, you know, with everything that's going on with the coronavirus. But I suppose what we want to talk about is how people can help businesses get back to usual when all this is over. Because the last thing we want to see is, you know, our local hairdressers and our local beauty salons and all the places we love to go to shutting their doors. We don't want that to happen. You own Akina Beauty there on Leeson Street. So tell me this much. What is it that we can be doing? Or are you stressed right now as a business owner?
Obviously, there is an element of stress because, you know, the thoughts of being closed for probably the next number of weeks. I mean, who knows how long we're going to be closed and no income coming in that time. It's very stressful when there are still bills to be paid, but you have to try and look at the silver linings and look at ways that you can help. And my clients have actually been amazing. They've been in contact with me saying they want to buy gift vouchers. I've done it. I did a special offer there on gift vouchers, and lots of people are purchasing gift vouchers. I've also created a home facial kit so that my clients can still look after their skin with just a few little products that I'm posting out to them. And I'm going to be doing a live Instagram facial so that they can follow along the routine. So that keeps everybody occupied, for one. It gives them something to do. It means you're looking after your skin. You're still keeping your skin healthy. And you're also supporting a local business. So people still want their skincare products. So we're still able to send them out to them. We're still able to post them out. So that those few little bits of trickling income will make such a difference at helping to keep a business open. And then like that, a lot of people have been on saying, look, we don't know a definite date that we're to open again, but people want to book in and they want to be at the head of the queue because they know that there's going to be an influx of calls and appointments, people trying to schedule once they get back in. I mean, I know myself, I was due to have a hair appointment and it had to be cancelled literally the day I was due in to get it done. So I can't wait for my hairdresser to get back open so I can get back in and get my hair done.
Yeah, it's little things like that. But buying things like a gift voucher, even if you don't plan on using it till down the line, that means money is going through your virtual till that will help you.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, it's a massive help. So anybody that's in a position that they know that they can afford to buy gift vouchers, it really is helping local businesses at the moment to, as you say, keep the doors open as such, virtually anyway.
Another tip I saw, Ivana, was about people rearranging their appointments. So like that, like your hair appointment, say if they had an appointment for their regular beauty treatments, ring up or email, move it forward to say June or July. That will give you kind of peace of mind as a salon owner that business is going to return.
Absolutely. I mean, already our clients are doing that. So already our book for June is looking pretty full. So it's something to look forward to for sure. So the organised people are definitely way ahead of the curve and are booking in their appointments. So I would urge anybody that does want to get back in to make that, you know, email your salon and get in contact with them, send them a message, let them know that you do plan on coming back in and that you want that appointment for June.
And I mean, just because they're closed at the moment, it doesn't mean that the managers and the owners aren't on the email all day, every day, trying to figure out a way to get over this.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still actually physically going into the clinic because I'm the only person going in. So I leave my house, I get in my car, I drive to the clinic and I'm, you know, so I've no contact with anyone. So I am actually still going in. So I'm picking up phone messages. I'm answering emails all the time. People are contacting me on social as well, asking about their skin. It's funny because a lot of people are having problems with their skin now at the moment because of the stress. And people are breaking out in rashes and getting acne breakouts that they've never had before. And all of that is down to stress. So I think it's really important for beauty salons and even hair salons. I saw my own hairdresser did a piece on Instagram the other day about how you really shouldn't use home box colour kits And it was amazing how, like, I had never thought about doing something like that, but she really explained why it was important not to and gave tips on what you can do in the meantime. So that kind of interaction with your salon, you know, follow what they're doing on social media, keep in contact with them so that you don't go completely off the rails.
Yeah, there was a funny thing I saw, Ivana, and it was a post about how we're all about 2 weeks away from knowing what everybody's natural hair colour is.
I actually did a false tan. I did a spray tan on myself yesterday, and I really shouldn't have used the spray tanning machine gun because it was a disaster. I should have just rubbed it in like normal people do. But yeah.
So you need to stay in for the next 3 weeks. That's good.
I need to stay in.
We're all looking like the Yeti monster at the moment, Ivana, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think there's any need to. I think there's definitely things that you can be doing at home to help maintain, you know, doing little mini manicures, doing facials at home. There are, you're not going to be able to do the same kind of thing that you can do in salon. You can't do chemical peels. You can't do laser or radio frequency, those kind of things. But there are steps that you can take to ensure that you are maintaining your skincare and that you're looking after yourself as well. And it's fun and it's something to do. These are things that most of the time we don't have time to do, but we now have lots of time to do them.
Well, I put a picture up. You want to see my hands? And I realized I'm not alone. My hands have never been in such bad condition. And I'm assuming it's from the hand washing and the hand sanitizer. They're so dry and they're cut and very sore. And is normal hand cream, is that going to be okay? Can you put that on after using a hand sanitizer, I wonder?
Yeah, you can, of course. Yeah. I mean, the hand sanitizer is just to kill the germs that are there at the time. I think if you wash your hands with soap rather than anything that's too harsh, the hot soapy water will get the germs off your hands. And then just giving it a minute, making sure your skin is dry and then applying your hand balm. We're stripping the skin of all the natural lipids at the moment by constantly washing them. So it is important. You want a very basic emollient cream that just helps to lock in the moisture into your hands. What you can do as well is the old one that I'm sure you've seen done thousands of times before, where you literally put on a balm at nighttime and put gloves over your hands so that throughout the night that thick emollient cream is actually seeping into the skin and it's rehydrating.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the nails have never been more sparkling ever. They are absolutely spotless, but the hands are in bad shape. So there you have it. Some advice from Ivana Breen. Not only is she a fabulous beauty therapist, but a business owner who's concerned about, you know, the future and not just her own business, but every business, and tips on how we can maybe help our local businesses open the doors again when all this is over. So things like booking your next appointment in advance for the summertime or whenever, buying a gift voucher, all that will help, Ivana.
Yeah, no, it's great. Don't consider us as completely closed shop. We are open and we are still available to help people.
Because let's face it, we don't want them to close at the end of all of this. Give me your website details, how we can contact you, Ivana, if we've got any questions at all.
So it's www.akina.ie. Thanks, Trina. Thank you.
It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.